From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. According to a survey of central bankers published today, there is a trend afoot. Central banks are somewhat less enamored of the dollar and increasingly attracted to the euro. As for what that means and what it might mean for the U.S. economy, we turn to Chris Giles in London. He's economics editor of the Financial Times, and he writes about this in today's paper. Chris Giles, first, who was surveyed and what did they say?
Well, there were 65 central banks from around the world who were surveyed, and it was the reserve managers. So these are the people who actually manage the money that central banks hold in case there are financial crises and they have to have money put aside for certain precautions. And they said that though they still very much like the dollar, and at the moment about 70 to 80% of all the money they hold is in the dollar, in the future they see they will put more money into European assets rather than dollar assets.
Why? What would be increasingly attractive about the euro? Or is it that there's something increasingly less attractive about the dollar?
I think the reason why the euro is becoming more attractive is partly because they have held so much money in dollar assets, in U.S. Treasury bonds, and in just in dollars in cash, that they're quite worried that if the dollar keeps on falling, this will cause them very, very large losses. And so they want to rebalance a little bit to have more money in the euro. So even though the U.S. economy is a much stronger economy than the European economy, that doesn't matter so much to them, because what they're worried about is the prospect of the dollar continuing to fall and the prospect of the very large current account imbalance, the trade deficit that the U.S. has, which means that the U.S. needs to suck in huge amounts of financing every day just to stop the dollar from falling further.
Well, what could this mean if the trend were to continue, if central bankers around the world were to find euros more attractive and just rebalance their accounts a bit in the coming years?
Well, for the U.S., the worry is because the U.S. has a trade deficit, which in 2004 will be somewhere in the region of $650 billion, and it needs to finance that, so it needs to attract that amount of money in every year. If it doesn't attract money from central banks, who have been the people who have been the vast majority funders of this deficit in recent years, then the dollar will fall potentially really quite fast, and that will increase interest rates in the U.S. because the U.S. will still need to attract that money, so it'll have to, interest rates will have to go up in the long term in the U.S. to keep that money flowing in, which means ultimately that U.S. citizens will become poorer.
Among the 65 central banks who responded to the survey that you report on today in the Financial Times were not included were China and Japan, which hold a huge amount, the biggest amount of U.S. debt. Are we now in a situation where all the other countries in the world are not just looking at our economy here in the U.S. to see what to do about the dollar, but they're looking at China and Japan to see what they're going to do about all the dollars that they hold?
I think very much the central banks in the rest of Asia, who also hold a huge amount of dollars, there's over $725 billion held by the other Asian central banks, and they'll be extremely interested in knowing what China and Japan are thinking of doing, because if they can rebalance their assets and move them away before China and Japan take any decisions, that means they're shielded from any decisions that China and Japan take. It's quite an extraordinary situation where the U.S. now is not only dependent on foreign money coming in, because it has been for years and that's not really a problem, but it's dependent on such a small number of people who are actually buying dollars. In some ways you could say it's two people. It's the central banker of China and the central banker of Japan who are key in financing the U.S. trade deficit.
Chris Giles, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Chris Giles spoke to us from London, where he is economics editor of the Financial Times.